This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right. Takes a while to go get over. What'd you do? Break your mic again?
All right. I think I might need to go get a new mic line here soon.
Yeah. Or find somebody that can fix it right.
Okay. You know what? Hold on one second.
Yeah. It's always a struggle, right? It's always a struggle.
Every week here.
Every week. It's a struggle. Anyway, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. We appreciate you joining us here live. As the announcer said, with a deep voice also, 1-888-344-1170. You can talk to me about anything automotive related. And Brendan will help chime in too while he's at it.
Yeah, so often.
As long as his mic don't fall off the stand again, which happens regularly as far as that goes.
You know, people don't have a camera in here, so they didn't see
Luckily, we're going to have to start live streaming. Live streaming, Brendan taking care of his microphone.
Yeah, falling and collapsing all over the ground.
I'm going to go over there and fix it properly. Bring a screw gun and.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're a multi-million-dollar radio station company. I don't know how this happens. Every week.
Somebody must be abusing that microphone during the week when you're
must
not here.
Must be. Yeah.
Brendan's the superstar producer during the weekends, but there's other people that use the equipment during the week.
Yeah, so. I treat it like it's my own little child. I treat the microphone. Because it's so nice and so tender, I do not want to hurt it. Mm-hmm. And I think other people just go willy nilly with this microphone in front of me. So
I'm sure.
Another thing I want to do
willy nilly.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the right term for it, but you know. But I do want to have the microphone that you have, where it's overhead, I can move it up and down this way instead of this little
stand
that I have in front of me.
So. They'll
install it possibly, you know. Talk about
I don't sure we'll still be here, but you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all good stuff. Busy week this week. Couple things in the automotive news, which is super cool as far as that goes. That's good stuff. I love good stuff. The next big thing in automotive. So by 2030, the automotive landscape, they're predicting, will be dominated by autonomous, connected, electric, and shared mobility vehicles. Industry forecasts expect global vehicle production to rise to 104 million units a year by 2030. Production to rise to 104. Maybe that's in all. I don't know if they're doing 104 million in a year, but anyway, by 2030, with electric vehicles making up a substantial share. So there you go. You're gonna be nice.
Well, again, in general, I just have to say that the automotive industry, I've never seen a brighter future ahead of itself, whether it be for sales, repairs, just in technology for sure. Mm-hmm. Technology is going to be fantastic. So. If you're looking to get into the automotive industry, you are going to have such a successful career here. It's going to be very competitive, obviously, for sure. But it depends on what kind of branching of the automotive industry you want to be in specifically.
Correct. Well, we
did a
it's growing.
Show. Yeah, yeah. We did a show, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago about what careers would you be interested in doing in the automotive industry. And honestly, if you listen to that show, it really does have a great future in almost every career aspect that you want to go into, sales or repair or again, somewhere in the corporate offices too. It's just really, really amazing to see where the auto industry is.
Correct. Now, currently in 2025, they're saying that the automotive industry is experiencing a slowdown. This doesn't have to do with repair. This has to do with the sales growth slowing down and potential shifts towards a more challenging market for new car sales,
right,
as far as
right.
that goes.
But there's still a huge demand for cars in general.
There is. Well, yeah, you need a car.
Yeah, exactly. How do you get from place to place? How do you deal with the work life? We're not doing remote positions anymore. There are some, but they're becoming few and far between. People need to get to places. So how did you do that the fastest way? Getting a car.
Gotcha, for sure. So, but in 2025, we will see, that's what they predicted, the automotive industry is moving from level 2 autonomy to levels 2.5 and 3, representing a significant evolution in automotive technology and enhancing vehicle automation and safety. I'll tell you what, don't walk out in front of a car thinking that it's going to stop because it may not have a driver in it.
Right.
And if the system that's supposed to see you doesn't see you, how'd you like to be run over by a driverless car? I don't want to be run over by a car with a driver, but I don't want to be run over by a driverless car either.
Right. And if you're doing it for a court situation, well, that's going to take forever anyways already. So.
Yep, for sure. So all good stuff. A couple things on these, though. Are EVs cheaper? You know, how long does it take to get an EV serviced? Most of these numbers all come from the dealer because folks been taking electric vehicles, a lot of them to the dealer. We service a lot of them pretty quickly at the West Automotive Group now, the ones that have come out of warranty. But all this study is from the cars going to the dealer. They say in 2023, 40% of EVs had to go in for a fix and could be picked up customer by the same day. The number has gone down to only 28%. 85% of EV owners said why under warranty the vehicle had to go to the dealer in the first year of ownership. And part of this was talking about how much service and repair these need. They break. They break like every other car. So it is what it is. The engines don't break. I mean, as far as there's no internal combustion engine in them, but there's plenty of other things. A lot of this is... just 13% of owners said it was pay service, while 16 said their service appointment was for a recall.
That seems to be probably the main thing, I think.
Lots of recalls.
Yeah.
But all vehicles now, because the electronics and everything on them have lots of recalls. They do. Not all, but a lot of models.
The one that makes me twitch, Tesla, yeah. Most of the time that's just a software update for the most part, so... on their recalls.
So it said, with more and more non-Tesla EVs hitting the streets, as the sales continue to rise, it will be a challenge for traditional automakers to set up a challenge, to step up to the challenge of servicing EVs they sell. In Tesla's case, it has its own service departments that only deal with Tesla EVs. I don't know where they're getting these numbers from, but I'll tell you what, you go by a Tesla service department, their cars, they have them stacked outside waiting for service and repairs and issues being fixed. So, you know, I don't know. At almost any other dealership, at almost any other dealership, though, technicians have to know how to deal with gas cars and EVs. Well, most of us have all trained on them already, so technicians-wise. So as far as that goes, we've been seeing electric vehicles for a little while now because there's a lot of other manufacturers besides Tesla selling them. So... we do repairs to them. Those we've been doing hybrids for forever and a day. So, the good news is you will be able to go to an independent like us to get your electric vehicle fixed, except for your Tesla, because we can't get parts for a lot of problems with it.
Right.
But we are aligning Teslas these days. We ended up getting software and make sure we were set up to do this when I realized Tesla owners started calling around saying, "Hey, could you align my Tesla?" Initially, we didn't have all the software and everything to do so. It wasn't in the aftermarket. But when I come to find out, so you have a Tesla. You know how much it costs to align a Tesla if you take it to the Tesla dealer?
Go for it. How much?
Give it a shot. See if you can even guess.
Oh, gosh. For a Tesla alignment specifically, just for fun, four digits. Just for fun, four digits. A bottom number, 1,000.
You're a little high.
Okay, good.
We're close, around $850.
Okay.
Well, a normal alignment on a regular older car runs about $150.
Exactly, yeah.
In European cars, sometimes you have to weight them and do different things with them, so they can run up to around $400 as far as that goes. So to do that, Tesla's charging a lot. So we align those Teslas for about half the cost because there are things that you need to do. Saving, so there's a big cost when you have to start paying the Tesla service department to fix the vehicle, it's out of warranty. And alignments aren't a warranty issue usually, because vehicles come out of alignment from potholes and curbs and the way you drive and everything else. So all that stuff. EV repair may sound cheaper on paper, but the real world experience tells a different story. Try scheduling a Tesla service appointment. You're often looking at 3 to 6 weeks out, depending on the location. That's not, and I'm reading this to you, that's not some rare case either. It has been documented in threads, reviews, and even in Tesla's own app interface, where appointment slots vanish fast. Now, combine that with limited service centers, parts delays, and a shortage of certified EV techs, especially for non-Tesla vehicles. And well, come to the West Automotive Group, and you're looking at a serious downtime. The article admits EVs take a long service and still cost me. What's the point of skipping oil changes if your car is waiting 2 weeks for a diagnosis on a battery module? How are you feeling about that over there, Brendan? Chime in anytime.
How I feel about Tesla as it is, just in generality, you know, Steve continuously sends us weekly emails about Cybertrucks and all that other Tesla junk that I don't like. So thanks a lot for that.
But then you'll like this statement. Yeah. Lower maintenance doesn't mean less headache. That's the part the EV cheerleaders conveniently leave out. Go ahead with what you're saying.
So all this news about how much Tesla's charging for certain repairs on on their cars, and we on a weekly basis, it seems like we have to talk about a Tesla recall that's going on. Mm-hmm. This just goes to show that we're not there still in terms of just this marketability for the electric vehicles. So I am very, very happy to see that the administration that we currently have in this government is pushing back on that situation. And yep. I'm very happy.
Well, giving you freedom of choice.
Exactly.
If you love having an electric vehicle, then buy an electric vehicle. You should be able to. I have no qualms with that.
100% agree.
And I'm happy to fix it for you when it breaks. So if you buy it under the misconception that it's not going to break, and you don't have to service it, you're going to be sadly mistaken later in life. So, you know, it just is what it is. So it, you know, they do break too. Nothing that you run down the road consistently is ever going to not have problems. Just think about it. Your desk computer has problems. You don't strap wheels on it and ride it down a hill.
It's true.
It would have lots of problems then.
It's true. And you know, I constantly complain about Tesla. But it, like we said, it's not just Tesla. All cars get recalled at some point. I mean, my Nissan Rogue got recalled for the key. And now, once again, it's getting recalled because of engine failure just now. It says here that recalls for 2019 through 2024 Nissan Rogues, Altimas, Infiniti QX50s, and QX55 are all being recalled. And this is due to problems that were caused by defects in specific bearings and supported components, such as the AC and L link bearings.
Okay.
Specifically. So the recall.
All the rod and main bearings.
Exactly. To correct the impacted vehicles, dealerships will inspect the engines for metal debris in the oil pans, and they will replace the oil pans as necessary and upload new software to the modules at no cost.
There you go.
That's what they say.
There you go. There you go. Environmental Protection Agency is targeting climate technology that automatically turns off cars' engines when stopped at red lights. None of us like that thing. No. I don't think.
But and besides, the EPA is trying to get rid of that.
That's what I was just reading.
Oh yeah,
that's what I just said. The EPA. Sorry. Yeah. Red lights shuts your car shuts off at red lights. Every driver. Well, I won't say every driver. I dislike it. I find it quite annoying, especially if it's a hot day. The thing shuts off. My AC stops working. It's not good. I have a habit. Every time I get in my truck, I hit the little switch that turns that thing off so it doesn't do it.
Do you have to do that every time, though?
Every time.
Oh, that's kind of
cool. Oh, it's right there in center console where the shifter is. Like, you just hit the button and
Yeah, but that's annoying to just add the extra step into the process.
To take that 0.0001 seconds.
I had a friend who constantly told me, you're hitting too many buttons on the microwave. I would hit 130 for a thing that needed to be microwaved for a minute and 30 seconds. Uh-huh. He's like, just hit 90 start because it's a triangle form, so it's less movement with your fingers. Boom,
boom, boom, boom. That's good.
Yeah, see what I mean? So it's less effort involved in that whole process. I get it. It's the 0.01.
Why don't you consider it exercising?
I should be doing that more. I should.
But advocates for technology supported as a climate-free initiative, critics find it annoying and question whether it can wear down the engine's battery. Not only battery, starter, flywheel. There's a lot of wear and tear when you keep doing this on the car, but mm-hmm. definitely the starter. And folks, these days, they put those starters in great places, like underneath intake manifolds and places like that. So when that happens and you have to replace it, the starter replacement can be quite
expensive.
Expensive. That's for sure. Yep, for sure. Anyway, yeah, so cars generally have a button to allow drivers to disable it, which actually that button looks just like my truck. So, yeah, you can hit the button, and the technology was included in 65% of vehicles in 2023, a jump from 45% in 2021, 9% in 2016, 1% in 2012. But it does wear and tear on the battery, too, that is for sure. The feature can improve fuel economy between 4% to 5%, they say. Previous EPA estimates showed it also eliminated nearly 10 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions per year, as 2023, the BCI stated. The EPA does not require stop-start technology, but here's why they put it on the car. Automakers that adopt it are given extra fuel economy credits. How do you like that? That's how it works, huh?
Yeah. But again, this administration's looking to get rid of it, so... henceforth why cars like the slate trucks are probably going to hurt themselves, because they're going to get rid of those rebates and all that stuff. So,
Well, there you go.
Well, wait.
That's the truth, huh? So, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As we're talking all things automotive, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 a.m. and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Are we back? Okay. I couldn't hear myself. I can't hear you, Brendan. So your mic must be broken again.
Hello?
There you are.
You're always, back. Always broken.
Always working.
There every week. Go. You were sounding like, what's the guy from Dazed and Confused? Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
All right.
I like that guy. He's probably one of my favorite actors, and he seems like a pretty good guy, good family guy, good peoples. So 1-888-344-1170. We'll take any of your automotive questions here. We're happy to talk to you about. So always good stuff going on. Talk. Today we're talking about changing your car's fluids and that. But also we were talking about some automotive news. The first segment here, obviously, we talked about EVs and start-stop switches and things like that. I did want to say the one thing, obviously, if they stop giving credits for it, manufacturers will stop putting it on the car because it's something extra. It costs them money to put on the car for sure. The credits fuel credits outweighed the cost of putting it on the car, obviously. So they could remove one button and they could remove the wiring and everything that goes with it. So, you know, as far as that goes. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks in North County Inland up there for over 32 years. Doing the stuff up there. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego for over 8 years now. Man, time flies when you're having fun. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission right here in the Golden Triangle, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for over six years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. Taking care of folks over there at North County Coastal for over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group come together, and all those locations are part of the West Automotive Group, but come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy, that is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service or repair is all about for sure. Bring your EV in and we'll fix it, unless it's a Tesla. We can do alignments on those. We do brakes on those. Brakes, alignments, control arms when doing alignments if they're bad. The bushings wear out on them. Other parts are not so accessible to get from the manufacturer.
I hear Elon still has them or something like that.
So. All the parts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, there's no place to purchase them. You can't purchase them from Tesla.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're all on his shelf. You're right. He's controlling the service and repair of that thing. So he's definitely got a unique market.
It really surprises me that's legally allowed if you're doing that in America. Like, I thought that would be like public information.
Well,
it's
like having a monopoly, I'll tell you that. You only have one place to go to get that car serviced for 90% of the stuff that it needs.
Exactly. So it surprises me that's allowed, but nevertheless. So.
I don't know. Well, it's fine when it's under warranty, right?
Right.
Because you don't pay for it, therefore, you know, it's fine. But when it's not under warranty, and what'll be interesting to figure out is how they're going to work that as all these cars now starting to come out of warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'll be honest with you, things such as that one of those cars comes out of warranty and needs a battery installation for it is like, oh, 25 grand. Guess what the car's not going to be worth? 25 grand.
25 grand,
exactly. So nobody's going to put a battery in it. So, especially after it's all beat up and stuff. So, I don't know the exact one. You know what? That would be, you know what would be really good to know is Tesla warranty. I have never looked this up because I never wanted to buy one. So, to be honest with you.
Are you telling me you're not interested in a Tesla Cybertruck?
4 years, 50,000 miles. Or you can get a 5 year, 60,000 mile and supplemental restraint system warranty. Oh, specifically, for Model Y, the battery and drive unit are covered for 8 years or 120,000 miles. For long range and performance models, 8 years or 100,000 miles for the base rear wheel drive model, whichever comes first. Well, there you go. So, but the basic warranty is
4 years, 50,000.
4 years. But battery and drive unit, but that doesn't cover all the electronics on the car and all this other stuff. So, all versions guarantee at least 70% battery retention. There you go. So we'll see. I don't think so. Just like your, if you don't charge it properly and you overcharge them, just like your cell phone. Now, I think these have shut off a charging on them. So when they get to a certain amount to full, they shut off.
I believe so as well, yes.
But just like your cell phone battery, over time, it starts to wear down and not hold the same charge. There's no way around it. It's a battery. That's what happens with them. So that's the word of life. So moving on here stop in to have a vehicle serviced or repaired. Bring us your EV. We'll repair it too. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Just ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you out. They'll get you all taken care of. It's a good thing to have in your wallet. Saves you stress. You don't have to put it on your other cards when you need service or repair. Also, get in if your vehicle's having a check engine light issue, transmission concern, cooling system concern, overheating. Anything that needs to be diagnosed, Get it in. Let's get it diagnosed properly. Best money ever spent on any repair is the money you spend on a proper diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality repair facility. Hands down, no matter what. Remember, free, that's a guess. There's nobody going to spend time actually doing it properly for free. So let's get it diagnosed properly. Saves you a lot of money in the long run, because throwing parts at a car these days with all the electronics, and if you can't diagnose it properly, will get expensive really fast. So get in, we'll get you taken care of. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home. We'll get you home or to work, and we'll get you back up when your car is ready. That's what we do. We also offer low-cost rental vehicles at with partners that are nearby us at all five locations. Follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com, and you can just click there and follow. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW or Fox 5. You'll see all those. Or our Auto Talk Radio, which you can go to our page where we post all these. Or you can pick up the podcast if you want through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and tune in. Just go to 1170 AM San Diego, and you can get it from there for sure on any of those podcasts. So you can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call here this morning at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we'll go from there for sure, as we're talking all things automotive. So let's see here. All right. Did Bodie have something to say, or is he just listening?
He does have something to say.
All right. So I'll put Pop him on here. Morning, Bodie. Good morning. Nobody's there. All right.
Uh-oh. Let me go check on here now.
I better.
They probably switched something up on the software again now.
Oh, there you go. Well, then I'll keep talking.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Yeah, go for it. Thanks. That's what I'll do. That's what I'm supposed to do, at least.
We're a professional radio station.
We are a professional radio station. Well, I guess. I don't know. I'm a professional radio host. Are you a professional producer?
Apparently not, because I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, wait a second, but this is supposed to be working.
Something's not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope Bodie's not on mute. Maybe he's on mute.
So we're changing fluids as far as that. Maybe he is. Somebody else call in. 1-888-344-1170, and we'll get you on the air here. So I don't know. We can't hear Bodie for some reason. Changing your car's fluids depends on your driving scenario. We used to do a lot of this severe or not. Oh, there's Bodie.
Bodie.
What's up, Bodie?
My phone was on mute.
Oh, yeah. So we thought Brendan was having problems over there with the board. We were unplugging and plugging things in and all that. He's stressed out. His hair's standing up straight. All right. What's going on, man?
So, this is ethnic and not racial. I may have told you before. What do you call a Filipino contortionist?
I don't know.
It's a Manila folder.
There you go. Very, very good stuff. A Manila folder. There you go.
Well, you have to know what a Manila folder is to get the joke.
That is true. And if everybody does everything electronically these days, although we do still use Manila folders to file things away. So, you know, if you got to put something on somebody's desk that you don't want to just lay it out there, you put a little Manila folder and lay it out there.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, what do you got for me automotive wise, my friend?
My Nissan.
Yep.
Is running beautifully.
I'd hope so.
It runs like a top.
That is.
I don't know if I asked you this before. About a month and a half ago, the check engine light came on.
Uh-oh.
So I was standing from a friend's house around the corner from AutoZone, and the guy got his little gizmo out, and he said, "You got a oxy sensor code."
And did he try to sell you an oxygen sensor?
Well, it was $14, so I bought one. and then the light doesn't come on again anymore.
Yeah, and it probably wasn't a bad oxygen sensor. So those sensors often pick things up. This is a perfect call because it lets me explain how codes on a car don't necessarily tell on a sensor or what. It's a system that picked up a fault. And an oxygen sensor could have been stuck on one end, but because of something. The mass air flow could have got a piece of dirt on it. It was incorrect, so therefore the oxygen sensor would pick that up as far as that goes. And the poor oxygen sensor gets blamed, and it's not even it. So be very careful with those free code reads. They can send you in the wrong direction real quickly. You end up buying parts you don't need. Hey, you got an oxygen sensor in your glove box that you have no use for.
You want me to donate it to your store?
No, I do not. No.
I'll sell it to a homeless guy.
Yeah, he can check his oxygen. Let him know. So it'd be all good.
It'll supercharge his life.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Anyway.
One question is, on the Nissan, I burned, I sometimes put oxygen booster in there, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything I need to do? I drive the car maybe 100 miles a week.
Yeah. No, you know what? My suggestion would be you don't put a ton of miles on the car. Just make sure you're putting good quality fuel in it. You know, that like you often hear me talk about, I know Chevron or Shell, their fuel's a little more expensive, but they do put some pretty good additives in the fuel that help reduce carbon buildup and things like that. So not a bad thing. You know, you could also do like you do, where you put a little bit of fuel additive in the fuel too. You can buy little cans of that if you want. I just go to Shell or Chevron and put that kind of fuel in my car, because the additives do, like I said, help reduce the carbon valve buildup and things like that. It's not a bad way to go.
Okay.
All right.
And the oxygen booster is okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it helps burn. It's all good. Okay. So it won't hurt anything, that's for sure.
Perfect. So ask him to keep me on.
Keep you on hold. Will do. All right. Pleasure talking to you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, buddy. All right, Brendan. Put him on.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Always great stuff and good to talk to him as far as that goes. Folks, 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. Just like Bodie, anything automotive related, give me a shout and we'll be happy to talk to you about it. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these short messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. All right, all right, all right. As Brendan says, his microphone's doing funny stuff over there still, for sure. Anyway, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We're just talking about all things automotive related. A regular listener, Mr. Steve, actually just sent me an email. He said, "Will Tesla's become a fad? Tesla fad. Will Teslas go the way of the Saturn, of GM Saturn vehicle that they discontinued?" There's been a lot of vehicles discontinued. Pontiac was discontinued also by General Motors a long time ago. So, no, I'm sorry. Oldsmobile was discontinued by GM. I forget which one. Oh, I lost somebody. Did we lose somebody? On the... I can't hear you. Your microphone's jacked up.
I am about to go ballistic on this microphone every week, everybody, and every time we come back from the segment. The caller actually wanted me to do the call or take the call off the or take the question. And he was.
Do you know what
listen.
The question is?
Yeah, he was going to mention he heard from another person that you should never drop an oxygen sensor on the ground because it can actually damage internally. And thus, it won't work properly when you install it in the car. And he wanted to know if that's true or not.
So, an oxygen sensor is one of the few sensors that actually produces voltage signal. produces its own voltage signal to send back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So dropping any sensor on the ground is a terrible idea, though.
Right.
Because they're very sensitive, I mean, to anything. So, yes, don't drop a spark plug on the ground either.
The sensor is sensitive.
The sensor is very sensitive. That's its right. Feelings will be hurt. but he is right. Yeah, don't. You should not drop. Don't drop things on the ground. No, since sensors for vehicles are most of them are electronic, obviously. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's why they're called sensors. But they're all electronic. They can be damaged by dropping them, absolutely. Dropping them, smacking them, hitting them, crushing them, always a bad idea.
Right.
So as far as they're sticking tools inside of them, anything like that, don't do it.
Right.
So all bad stuff for sure. As far as the Tesla fad, yeah, might. He sent a picture. There's a picture of a field of unsold new Teslas in Florida, grass all growing around them. There's a picture on the internet apparently of this. So I don't think Tesla's actually a fad now. It's been around too long.
True.
So, and I don't think Saturn was a fad either. It was just they used it in the market. They sold a lot of Saturns, you know, and GM sold a lot of Oldsmobiles back in the day. It just got to a point that they decided that it wasn't doing as well, so they get rid of it and move on to something else, like we kind of do with anything else, you know. So
I saw that different branding. Yeah, I saw some really sad news where
what's that?
Tesla Cybertruck owner, he passed away in an accident, and the car caught on fire and it damaged the electronics. And I guess when the power cuts out, the doors won't be able to open, so he was stuck in there, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to put some emergency release on those or something.
It says here, yes, Tesla Cybertrucks do have emergency release mechanisms for both doors for the frunk, which is the front trunk, in case of power loss.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how he still, then, if that's the case, because the family well, that the, had...
those could have been damaged.
Possibly, yes. I mean, the accident, yes.
Anything could happen, unfortunately, so... You know, you never know. You put all the safety gear on it, you can, but things can go wrong for sure. So let's, hey, can you put Flip Mark on here real quick? He's got a question for us. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Very good, thank you. My daughter, I called you about this before. She has a sticky lifter on a Mazda.
Uh-huh.
And should a sticky lifter affect the drivability?
Wasn't this the vehicle that had gone into the dealer for something?
Right, for an oil change.
For an oil change, and they collapsed the lifter on it, correct?
Whatever. Correct.
So, okay. How many miles are on this vehicle?
I think probably maybe 10,000.
Yeah. Okay. And it's that lifter keeps collapsing?
Occasionally. But what I was wondering is, continues to do that, she'll take it in, but it's intermittent. And but I was just wondering, should that affect the way it drives? Because she says it drives differently when she hears the ticking.
Oh, correct. So not because what happens is it's not pumped up, therefore it's not opening that valve properly, whichever one it is on, intake or exhaust. So it could possibly have a drivability concern when it's going on, for sure. I would just take it back. The car's under warranty, right?
Yes.
Take it back.
Yes, it is.
Tell them this. What's happening? Tell them that did they document it when it was in for the oil change and it happened then or no? Because really what they need to do is replace the lifter. They do.
Oh, okay. Because it was just on the way home, she noticed it was ticking. So, yeah, right after the oil change. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, I asked her if she documented it with a write-up, and she wasn't sure, so she's going to check into it.
I would take it back to them and let them know what's happening. If she's feeling it when it's going on, it is highly possible that the misfire counter for the cylinder is picking it up. And if so, it makes it real easy for them to diagnose and go, oh, that's a lifter on cylinder number 3. So all the others aren't suspect, but you have one and it's defective is what's wrong. It should never do that. Should not do that. So, I mean, you paid a lot of money for this car, buying a new. I'd take it back and get it fixed because that is not a cheap repair if you have to pay for it later, so which is going to happen. It's not going to get any better. That should never happen.
Okay. Right. It's happened twice since then.
Yeah.
Would the computer have a record of that?
The computer, the misfire counter, which is mode 6 data for us, which doesn't mean anything to people that don't work on cars, but you can go in and actually look at the counters for these things and if it's picking up. So no other cylinder should really have many misfires on it. This, in that case, when it's doing that, it's probably picking up misfires. So as far as that goes, so yeah, it should pinpoint which cylinder is having a problem. Now, they'll have to replace all the intake and exhaust lifters on that cylinder, because it's hard to tell which one it is on that cylinder from that. But that usually helps us pinpoint which cylinder is having the problem.
Great, great, great information. Thank you.
No problem.
Also, my son has a, or my daughter-in-law has a Kia, and it the no-knocks, they... Oh, the engine light came on, and they took it to the dealer, and they said that's a, the no-knock sensor, and they have to, they might have to rebuild the motor. Is that typical?
Yeah, so Kias have a recall on the engines, and if they come in, that what that is a knock, it's called a knock sensor, and the knock sensor's job is actually to pick up pre-detonation, as far as that goes, so it can change the timing and fueling on the car if a car is getting pre-detonation. But it will pick up rod knocks also and bearing knocks. So, and if that's the case, it's doing that. They have a recall on these cars, and they're replacing the engine. They won't rebuild it. They're replacing them. They'll replace the bottom end of the engine on this car is what they'll do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a we had one of our Kias because we use Kias for our shuttles that had the same problem. The dealer put a new engine in it at no charge. So.
Oh, okay.
Even great. If it's out of the normal factory warranty.
That's correct, because it's out of the warranty. So they did say they'd do it at no cost.
Yeah, make sure and get that car into them for sure. Yeah, because that's all under that recall that's established.
Great, thank you. One more last question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I've got a 350 full-size Transit 2020, and they recommend, you know, either regular unleaded or premium. Would you recommend either one just for general driving around?
You know what? For performance and all that, my Ranger, I run premium fuel in it. I do.
Okay.
I just and I run also get a good fuel from a good quality vendor. So as far as that goes, I'm a big proponent of Shell gas. I like their additives. Wow. It helps reduce carbon. There's a lot of additives they put in their fuel for that. The octane rating is in no matter where you buy the fuel. If it's 91, it's 91. That's what it is. But the other additives they put in make a difference, I feel. Help in reduce carbon on my valves, things like that. So it reduces the hard work of the induction service every year that I do on it. But at the same time, I just feel I pay a little extra, but you get a little more. That's my theory.
Well, what do you think of Costco fuel? Is it?
All fuels come from a couple refineries. I mean, it is what it is. But it has to be the same mix. But they don't have, like, you know, Chevron has Tecron they put in theirs to reduce carbon. Shell has the same kind of thing, additives. Those help. That fuel, it does not have those additives in it at Costco. It just doesn't.
Oh.
So it's not bad fuel. It just doesn't have the extra additives in it that they add to it. So,
great information. Thank you very much, Brian.
You got it, Mark. Anytime. Happy to talk to you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend, and thanks for the call.
You too. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, real quick here, I want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there without question, and the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get in, and we'll get you a battery, Interstate battery installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. All right, let's grab Bruce real quick in Carlsbad. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. My take on those engine kill switches at the stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, I think that it's such a hassle with today's cars and their instruction manuals, 1,000 pages or whatever. It'd take you a half an hour just to find out where it's located, unless you're real lucky.
So that's a good point. I'm just going to put a little caveat on that. Now in dealers, they have a car dealers, new car dealers, they have a position where they have a younger person that actually will show you how everything works on the car electronically. They've actually trained these people, like it's actually a position because there's so much stuff on a new car. Go ahead with what you're saying, but I just wanted to add that in there.
Well, that, you know, that kind of brings up what I was going to say is the second point is you can cut that 1 hour or half hour or however long it's going to take down to a couple, less than a minute by just going to Gemini or ChatGPT AIs. But the thing is, you'll get a quick answer, but you will have to dig through all of their warnings because they have an agenda too.
Oh yeah,
those warnings telling you not to do it, and then it'll tell you where to locate that. And do it. So that's another way to go about it. And then third, back in 1978, I had a Scout diesel, and it came with with a Nissan industrial marine engine, mm-hmm. and the starter motor on that was $900. That in today's money would be about $9,000.
Yeah.
And yeah, right. I'm going to replace that after it's worn out from all of these engine restarts. Anyway, that's my input.
Yeah, you know what? That brings up a good question. I don't know if they use the stop and start switch on diesels.
Probably not, but in their infinite stupidity, they may have.
Yeah, it's hard to. Once again, the whole idea behind this was the credits that they get, the manufacturers would get additional credits for putting this on the car. Now, if the EPA takes that away, then they're not going to put it on the car because there's no reason to spend money to do this and have it on the vehicle when there's no value to the manufacturer.
And that can't be soon enough.
There you go. That's got it.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Bruce. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Thanks for listening.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. So, always great input and good stuff. Good to hear from Bruce and everybody that calls in for sure. Mark too, and then what would be a Saturday morning without Mr. Bodie? Huh, Brendan?
That's true. Yes,
that's very true as far as that goes.
That's an auto talk usual.
It's an auto talk usual. Yep. Yeah. As long as we keep him on track talking about cars, we can end up chatting about all kinds of things if we're not careful. So, and he's always got a colorful joke to throw in there. So, as Brendan does. So, you all probably don't know this. Of course, you don't know this. But Brendan, every time that he sends me the show, he emails me the show after the show's done. Is that so? But he also throws in a dad joke every time just to see if I'm actually paying attention, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah. He waits for a response quickly.
just
you got some car shows?
I do have one car show. It does say here that there are stop-start systems implemented in diesel vehicles.
Are they? Okay. I didn't know. I was
but
trying
to remember.
But
they never gave any examples here, so I'll just see if there's any examples a little later on.
There
but very quickly, we do have a car show. It's down in Spring Valley today from 9 a.m. to 3. It is Mount Miguel High School's car show, 8585 Blossom Lane, Spring Valley, California.
Very
open
nice.
To all year make model vehicles. This is to help the Mount Miguel High School Foundation. So it is all for a good cause. So head over there. It is a really, really cool car show. And of course, go Matadors because that's their mascot, Mount Miguel. It's a Matador. So pretty cool. As for, let me see here, the diesel truck, or I think it's just trucks, but just diesel cars that have a stop. Let me see. Example. Does it tell me any? It still doesn't tell me. It just says that there are ones on diesel cars. I just want to know specifically.
Probably doesn't.
It says here Land Rover, specifically the Freelander models.
The small turbo diesels.
Yes.
Yep,
they have those. So. Hmm. But yeah, basically the smaller ones usually, if it's going to be a diesel stop start, I'm going to assume. So not the bigger diesel trucks by any means.
Sorry, I said you always have the news up here for me. They're Coldplay and Astronomer, they have this thing where this.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much news media this got. It's not automotive related.
I don't even know who that guy is.
Yes, you're talking away. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I
forgot to let you know too. We only got about like 50 seconds on too. I should have let you know about a 2 minute warning. I'm too distracted.
Yeah, but we're just gonna stay on. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay,
we're
gonna
talk on through like Dave Stahl does.
He
six
does.
Hours
he
straight.
Does. I'm like, dude, your song's playing. That means you got to get going. We
gotta, you got to get going.
No, he's still talking away.
He doesn't pay attention to the cues, does he? He does not.
I bane on the glass like a monkey, and I'm telling him like, oh, let's go.
All right, folks. Really appreciate you joining us this morning here for Auto Talk Radio. Always good stuff. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll be back live to answer all your automotive questions and bring up great points. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Get out there in your hoopty and your tin Lizzie and enjoy. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. See you next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.